Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
It's a Friday.
Come on now.
Just a few words from the true king.
Not really. I mean, I have 4 years left, and, you know, I just probably you know, play out my 4 years, and then I don't know what I'll do.
Big Daddy Shaq.
I have a lot of faith in him. You know, we all have faith in him. You know, we just give him the ball, and you know, he does what he does. You know, he's a very unselfish player, you know, very great player. He started off slow, but, you know, when he starts off slow, you know, you have to worry about him heating up. You know, it's not too many times.
He can tell a story, can't he?
He stays, you know, slow.
Son of
Jarrell. He just heated up at the right time.
It's coming up.
You know, we played a fabulous game, and, you know, everybody played well. And, you know, Dwayne just a fabulous player.
Okay, here it is, Mike. Hold on here.
I am the other son of Jarrell, Superman.
Wants to be chief of police. Shaq?
I'm working on my master's in criminal justice. When I'm done playing, I either want to be chief of police or sheriff somewhere.
Wow. And finally, making Miami the liveliest.
Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live. If you go livest, that's bigger than liver. I make Miami the livest city in the world. L-I-V-E-S-T-E-R.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shame on you.
That's my man.
Not him. No. Not him, for goodness sakes.
They never shame the beast. Don and Mike.
That was Shaquille O'Neal.
A bull.
And that was Bill O'Reilly. Was that Bill O'Reilly? Was he saying no bull?
What a bunch of bull.
Thank you, Don. What a bunch of bull. We played those tapes. Let me see. It's game 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tonight. Game 6, Miami.
Chance of Miami going home, right? Mm-hmm. And wrapping it all up.
And Dallas had a bet on this game last week with a good friend, Robert, the mailman, who hates being called Bob Mailman.
Well, that's right.
He's going to go outside today because he secretly hates white people.
He is dressed in his full Lakers regalia today.
I think, to his credit, he keeps that underneath.
Yeah.
Right, it's boiling right underneath. You have to be very astutely tuned in, almost like a dog whistle, to figure out the fact that Robert truly hates white people. Mm-hmm. So we made this bet about the game, meaningless bet. I think we're both just goofing around. I threw out there, okay, because I wanted to get him in a sandwich board.
Right.
You know, come on over to my place. He's wanted to come over to my house for the longest time.
Yes, and he lost the bet.
At some point, I will have him over, you know. Right. Okay. And when is the next official Token Tuesday? Gosh. I don't know which Tuesday it is, but whatever it is, he's going to be here at my house for Token Tuesday.
Here he is now. Now he's got
Robert Mailman.
Diet Dr. Pepper, berries, and cream.
So the bet was that if Dallas won this particular game, Robert would come on over, eat my food, drink my booze.
No, you said I couldn't have any food, remember?
No, I don't think
remember
so. I was
that.
Supposed to play Xbox, and I was supposed to get a drink and be out of there.
Why do you have a towel on your head?
Because I'm a towel head.
It's summer.
It's
a little humor.
That was my part of the bet. Come on over to my house. I'll treat you real good.
Come on to my house, to my house.
We'll play the Xbox. And if by chance you lose, if Shaq comes through, you got to stand outside the station wearing a sandwich board that says, honk if you love white people.
Number one, I do not consciously or subconsciously hate white people. I hate people.
Right.
Why do you have...
Having to be white, that's second to the equation.
Why do you have a whip?
In case the white people get out of hand.
Now, see, you're not allowed to whip anybody out there today.
It's only if, like, you know, they throw something at you.
Wasn't the only rule no interaction?
Yes, now, why would somebody throw... Why would a white person throw something at you when you're wearing
a
sandwich...
Evidence of that going on around
when
here.
When you're wearing a sandwich board that says honk if you love white
Why are you
people?
Looking at me? Why did you take the whip like that and look right at me? What is the
I'm
deal?
I'm listening to Don.
You're listening to Dan, but Don, but you're looking at me with the whip.
How you doing? Nice
I'm
shirt.
I'm doing great.
Nice
Thank
shirt.
You. Now, I know you remember the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I sure do.
The beginning of that movie. Bruce Willis, he's got Jeremy Irons. His life's out to blow up New York. Yeah. Makes Bruce Willis go through the Bronx.
Harlem.
There's something else. What else do you have? What is that you just picked up?
I got shoe polish in case some white person on their way home wants their shoes polished. But it might get on his shirt. I might miss.
Now, again, this is you adding this. All we want is you outside.
He wants to antagonize. That's what he does.
All we want is you outside, waving at people.
Mm-hmm. Waving?
And hearing friendly. Dogs.
Waving?
Oh, yeah.
How did that get in there?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it.
Okay.
What sandwich
board? You don't think it's just like this. You don't think you're going to be a mascot?
I got to go like this?
Out on the street?
Did I smile?
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
You don't have to smile. You can frown if you like.
Yes.
Can I?
No, you cannot give the finger.
Oh, okay.
Just, or if you like, if you don't want to wave, you just got to just stand there.
I'll wave. I'm here to pay off the bet and to let you know, Don, that I'm not upset about this. I bought you something. This is for you.
Okay, what is it?
This is something I just saw in Giant, and I haven't seen it before. It's Diet Dr. Pepper, Peaches and Cream.
Berries and Cream.
Berries and Cream.
Sounds interesting.
That actually looks pretty good.
So that's interesting. Maybe you can try a little ice.
I will try. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'll let you guys know.
Is that to show that there are no hard feelings about the bet?
Don is a bad winner. We all know that.
We know that. That's part of his charm.
Have you seen that sister that works around here? She is fine as hell.
Yeah, watch it, Tiger.
What?
What's her name?
I don't work here.
Her name is Untouchable, Mike. Her name is Her name is Untouchable, Robert.
Why?
Her name Untouchable.
Like that?
No.
It's what, like that? What, she married a white guy? What's up?
No, I've just heard that she's got a
boyfriend?
A major boyfriend.
Ah.
I don't give a rat's, you know. I'm just admiring beauty.
That's right. He's the Uber stud.
I just don't want to marry her.
I'm just saying, I heard that there's a guy that wears burgundy and gold.
I'm sure.
Really?
Who cares?
Did you really hear that?
Yes.
So what you're saying, I ain't saying she's a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke.
Jesus Christ. Of course you're not saying that.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
You know, he did take his funny pills today.
She is cute.
He did.
She's cute.
She's dating a pro athlete.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
How'd you find that out? I didn't know that.
Somebody told me. I know what it was.
You put in an inquiry. That's why.
No, I did. You know what? Remember last week when Stacy was here?
Yeah.
When crazy Stacy was here?
Right, right.
She was actually, to use the street vernacular, dropped the dime.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, Stacy used to date, God
the
damn.
Offensive line?
Bada
bing.
Wasn't it Trey Johnson?
Yeah, Trey Johnson, the tackle.
Who gives a. Redskins suck.
Yeah,
I am Robert the Mailman.
Robert.
I am Robert the Mailman.
All I'm saying is that
I'm going to make money long after Pro Man has lost it.
I've heard that this woman
here. Divorces him with two kids and gets $10,000 a month. She can come get some of that Happy Meal that is in my pants.
Okay.
She's just cute. I'm just admiring beauty. I spoke to her.
Then go ahead. I mean, not like I'm going to stop you from hitting on her.
I'm not going to hit on her.
What kind of cigars are you smoking there, Robert?
Oh, these are the cheap ones. You get these at
All right. Coronas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Menthol.
You
know how the brothers love the menthol.
Hey, Robert. Got a phone call for you.
Do we have some fans calling?
Got a fan calling in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
No, it's not. It's Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams Jr., how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Hank?
You doing, white retard?
Watch it, you faggot.
Wow.
White retard.
You know,
you are white, but in Hitler's scheme of things,
they'd
have put you down.
Now, Robert.
They'd have killed your mother for having you.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Robert.
They'd have cut a hole in your head. Put C5 down your throat.
Hey.
So you might be white,
Jesus,
you're a retard.
Robert, you are
you're not
with
part of the master
that.
Race.
Hey.
You are a mistake.
Hey.
You remember that. You are a mistake.
Now, Robert, don't be so cool.
Hey, you know what?
I'm happy.
Be nice,
you
know, Tom.
See, Don,
be nice,
Don let them through and call me a monkey. But I'm giving him his before.
I never
what?
Called you
I'm
a monkey.
Yeah. Hey,
yes, he did.
He never called
I
you a
did
monkey.
Call you a monkey.
No,
not Don.
Tom did.
Tom called you a monkey. The second time he called,
yes.
he goaded him. He said,
oh, yeah.
Tom, don't you have something to say to Robert? Oh, yeah, monkey.
Hey,
so I'm going to give it to you, retard.
Hey, monkey.
I tell you what, you're going to stare at the wall. and send
monkey.
Your own ass.
Hey,
are
monkey.
You waiting for some black people to speak to?
Just, hey,
white boy.
You hey, started this.
Honky.
You started this.
Honky.
Oh, man.
Ask yourself.
I'm a honky now. Okay.
Ask yourself. Hey, honky.
What's 2 + 2? How do you spell it? They make fun of you every day. You're an idiot.
They
make fun of you, too.
Spell stupid. Spell stupid.
Hold on. Tom just came through with his point. They make fun of you, too.
No, they don't.
They do, too.
No, they don't.
No, they make fun of Robert.
I'm on the same level, buddy. Okay? I just make less money. That's all.
Hey, you know what?
I got out my own house. I don't live with somebody else that I don't know.
Hey, you know what,
Group
Robert? Hey, Robert.
Group home. You got to eat what everybody else eats.
You're trying all the choices.
You know what?
You don't have a choice. See, you used to live on a route I used to carry.
Hey.
You used to be out on the street dribbling in the gutter. And I walk right over you like a dog and deliver the mail to your house.
Hey.
Now you're in a group home.
Don,
hold on. Let him speak. Yes, Tom.
Don,
yes, Tom.
Let me talk to you all.
All right. Go ahead. What's up, Tom?
Hey, you know, hey, watch it, you sucker.
I hear him playing checkers in the background.
Let him talk.
You got to be fair, Robert.
Let him talk.
I do?
You do.
I got a girlfriend at Sacramento, California.
You do?
Yeah. Her
really?
Name's Ashley.
Hey. Ashley, you have a new girlfriend?
She's on MySpace.
Did you meet her on MySpace? I was just going to ask that.
Tom, do you have a spot on MySpace?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You meet a lot of women that way?
WhiteRetard.com.
Stop it, Tom.
Robert.
I mean, Robert.
WhiteRetard.com.
Oh, dear.
Shut up, Robert. You faggot.
Wheelchair.com.
Robert, I'm going to come down and kick your goddamn ass.
Oh!
Please come down.
Wow.
Come down.
No,
I'll give you the first punch. I won't hit you because I don't hit retards. That's
what I said.
Did y'all know that I used to work at a group home for the Red Cross?
Really?
I was a volunteer. So I understand, Tom.
Shut up.
I used to, you know, they get
that's
the drip.
I'd like. I'd like
dribble.
To be at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and you
yeah.
be the big guy coming
Nurse
around giving me
like
my
mother.
Pills.
What could
Nurse
go wrong?
Like
shut up, Robert. Shut your damn mouth and go home.
Wow.
What you want for dinner?
We don't need your freaking smelly ass outside.
Dennis
Murphy's
your
father.
Good job. Tom's holding
Dennis
his own
Murphy
today.
Is your father.
Hey, we don't need your damn smelly ass outside smelling up the goddamn
beach. Tom is holding
his own. Tom. How does your bed smell?
Hey, how does your goddamn
do they change the sheets once a week or you just suck?
Hey,
are they
your honky?
They look like... A pizza? What's going on here?
Goddamn.
Number two, number three,
Mike.
Yes, hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike, get Charlie on the phone.
Yeah, Charlie. Charlie's not here right now.
Charlie's not retarded. I met Charlie.
I'm going to come down here and yank the goddamn microphone away from you and take it inside.
All right, Tom, you're doing a great job.
You better do it before the group home calls.
I'm giving Tom.
Hey, shut up, you faggot. I'm going to kick your goddamn ass.
Man, I'm going to give Tom. Tom, you're winning this. Fight today,
wait a minute,
Tom.
You have a problem with gay people?
Tom, you're doing a good
job.
Hey, Robert, shut the hell up!
Do you have a problem with... Are you upset?
Tom, you can't say...
Guys,
keep
that out.
Keep it clean.
Yes,
keep it clean,
Tom. Tom, you're doing a fine job.
You can't say a-hole, Tom.
Tom, you're doing a good job today.
Now, hold on. I want both of you to go to your corners.
Yeah, go to your corners.
I want neither of you to say anything for a second.
Right, yes, sir. Take a break.
What we're going to do now is score this fight thus far. Mike... I must say, in a stunning upset, simply
yes.
on points alone,
mm-hmm.
I've got Tom ahead by at least 3 points going into the final round.
I had Robert winning handily in the first half. In the second half, it was a marathon, not a sprint. And Tom Gavin just absolutely sprinted to the finish, and he edged Robert out, but it was extremely close. I didn't think it was an overwhelming victory, but it was very, very
How
close.
How do you score the fight, though?
I scored the fight. Gavin 5. Mailman 4.
Okay,
excuse
Buzz.
Me, hold on. Does he get a point for being retarded?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Shut up, Bob.
Yes.
Okay.
And you get one taken away for being black. Buzz.
Big fan of Robert, but I have to say also on points, Tom the clear winner.
The winner
point.
Is Gavin.
Yeah.
Gavin.
Hold on.
We're not a clear winner.
We have not gone to the back judge.
We're going to the final round.
Rob?
Rob, right now, what do you score the fight, Rob?
Right now, it is a dead tie.
All right, well,
Rob sees a tie.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, my God. I said thank you, Rob.
Yeah, you did.
Lightning will strike my ass today.
Robert, one chance to punch him and knock him out. What would you like to say to him? One time, don't scream at each other. Go ahead. What's your best shot for him? And Tom, shut up, and you can give Robert your best shot.
I can only imagine what this girl looks like. Wheelchair, 500 pounds, blind and toothless, with a toupee on, and you still ain't going to get none.
Okay. That's it. That's, right, that's the punch. And Tom, your counterpunch?
She looks beautiful. She calls me all night. She calls me at
defensive.
Night.
I win.
Hey, Robert, shut up.
We don't care what the whore looks like.
Oh, dear.
Okay, hey, Roger.
And you best believe if I wanted her, I'd have her.
Robert.
And I let her sit on your lap
this
while
is Tom's
I did her.
Chance, Robert,
this she's is, not sorry, a whore.
How do you know? She's across the country. She might
Robert,
be doing somebody
shut
right
up.
Now.
Tom.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I've got to say.
Wow.
Coach's decision, knockout.
Knockout by
Robert the Mailman.
Final round.
Retard, that's not fair.
No, Robert the Mailman, knockout.
I put pillows on his head so when he hit the ground, you know, he wouldn't knock his brains looser.
Stop it.
Tom, I'm glad you have a girlfriend.
Yep.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, have you sent her money yet?
Hey,
because
shut up,
that's
Robert.
The next step, dumbass.
Oh, dear.
Hey, watch your language, you freaking...
Hey,
black whore.
Oh,
what did he say? You freaking what?
I am a black whore.
I think he called him a black whore.
I am a black whore. You must know me. You must be watching from your retarded closet.
Oh,
hey, you want me to come in and kick your goddamn ass?
Wow.
I'll pay for the bus. Get on the short bus right now and come down here.
Wow.
All right, bye, Tommy.
Bye, Tom.
You got to pry these guys. Tom, you did a good job today.
Hey, Robert. Hey, guys.
Yeah, Tom.
Take a microphone away from him now.
Okay, all right. I'll turn his microphone off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Charlie at?
He's not.
He's right here, Tom. You deserve
good,
it.
I do good.
You did a great job, Tom.
Yeah.
You did it. You're the best, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Is he retarded? Is he retarded?
Shut up, Robert.
He's retarded.
Shut up, Robert. Shut up, Robert.
Dennis
shut
Murphy
up,
is so much better than you.
Shut up, Robert.
Hey, Tom.
I'm better than you, Robert.
See, you're going to be doing that all night in the corner.
Hey, Tom.
Shut up, Robert. I'm better than you.
They're
going to
put a straitjacket on you
and
give you oatmeal. So
hey,
you better
Tom.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We're better than Robert, Tom.
I'm better than Robert.
I was being nice.
Bye.
Take it back, Charlie. Take it back, Charlie.
You can talk about rat droppings in my restaurant anytime.
Oh,
not threaten me.
All right, stop it. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, rat droppings.
Wow.
That was fun.
Okay.
Jesus.
Listen, let's have Robert.
Hi, pretty lady. You just go back in. Hi, redskin mistress.
Maybe not a redskin mistress.
Oh,
and Mistress
oh, a cowboy.
Mistress a harsh
she's a
word.
Cowboy.
Is
hey.
Mistress is not a necessarily complimentary what? Word.
She perhaps dresses in purple and black as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, very good. Okay.
She can dress in yellow and gold right
now. Okay. I was talking about the Baltimore Ravens, of course.
I do hate it when he touches himself.
You're thinking about your Lakers
you didn't
uniform.
Say that out in the lobby.
Yeah, in the lobby, yeah.
Right,
when
now,
I,
there is
when
the
I was doing
board.
You.
There's right. The sandwich board. Honk if you
know.
Love white people. That's now that is beautiful, Robert. That is beautiful.
Up yours. Yeah, whatever.
Let's get him out there, and Robbie, let's get a picture and get that right up on the website,
please.
I love you, Robert. I do. I swear to God.
All right, let's get him out there.
Oh my God, this is the best Robert bit ever, right there. I didn't know it until I saw him with the sign on.
Get him out there.
I got diet grape soda.
Good.
And diet grape. juice. But I forgot the watermelon.
My God.
All right, get out there.
All
bye-bye.
Right.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for giving me an hour off. I was losing my mind talking to Colette.
Talk to you in a moment.
Just kidding.
Get out of here.
There he's taking his whip.
Take a picture.
There he goes. There he
right now,
making friends now, today.
Can we make sure that Yanni or someone is out there with our digital camera that's held together with a rubber band?
Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm laughing at, you might not know, is the sign. The sign is just hysterical. It really he's got his headphones. All right, very good.
It's beautifully done. The sign is an arts and crafts project.
And we have to give credit to Mr. Spiewak for that sign. Right.
Good
very
job.
Good, Rob.
Good Robert, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Where are you at, friend?
Right I'm outside. In the lobby next to the sewage plant.
Oh, there he goes. All right. I just saw him walk past
what do you think
window.
Of that lobby, Robert? Do you smell that out there?
Huh?
What?
What? Do you smell the lobby smell?
I smell white people. That's the sixth sense I have.
That's what you may be saying that, but that's not the sign you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, rat droppings.
All right, get outside.
Yes, sir. I'm outside.
Oh, dear.
Right, there we go. Made his way through the door yet?
Is he making his way outside?
I don't see him out there yet, Mike. Hold on.
Should be any moment now.
They're honking.
Already they're honking.
Of course they are. It's a popular billboard.
Sandwich board.
There he is, right in front of the station. Can't miss it.
Hey, help me with...
I love white
they're
people. And honk if you like white people. If you love white people.
This is too good. John Norman is helping him with his headphones and everything else.
So everything's twisted.
Oh, my God.
Now, we're going to have these pictures up on our website during the next commercial break. If you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and click on today's date, you'll see these pictures.
You know, this is one where I underestimated it. In theory, I thought it was good, but it's just, it's pretty...
Talk about a response.
Have we ever gotten a response like this?
And this is, Mike, the light's not even changed. These are people from the other lane.
Stragglers.
And wow. Look at Robert. He's having the time of his life.
He looks like he's enjoying himself.
He
sure
is.
Why not?
All right. Robert, can you hear us?
I can hear you very well.
How does it feel now to be actually on the street with that sandwich board?
I feel like a D-head.
Now, do you have yourself situated so that cars can read you as they come up and approach you?
Oh, they're reading me all right.
Right.
Huh.
Thanks a lot. And you know what? Your house probably isn't that nice anyway.
I just saw somebody driving by laughing out loud. That was a good sign.
And they're honky. You got what you wanted, Don. You have humiliated me more.
Oh, yeah, that was anyway. Robert, the truth is, as you've said, you love white people.
I've never said that in my life.
No, you never have said that.
I don't hate white people, okay?
That's right.
Let's make that clear right now.
You hate everybody.
I hate everybody.
You hate everybody.
Especially Rob.
How's the temperature outside, Robert? You comfortable out there?
It's nice and humid.
Yeah, all right, good.
It feels like a cotton field.
I was going to offer you, if you wanted, Robert, you could keep the sign.
Oh, thank you, Rob, but I know where to put it. Right on your grave.
Right on your grave.
That'll look nice.
Meanwhile, all I'm hearing is honk, honk, honk.
Yeah. Maybe you should try this for honk for cash.
Again, you can't miss the sign. Gigantic.
You can make it honky for cash.
In big red letters, it says honk.
Perfect timing,
if
too.
You love white people.
Oh, did you see the pickup truck go by? He was leaning on that, Robert.
Yeah. He really loves white people.
He really
people.
Does love white people.
He just had a Klansman drive by.
Robert, I've been out here 5 minutes.
The Imperial Wizard. I believe the Imperial Wizard might have passed you about 5 minutes
yeah.
ago.
Don, I'm going to get you for this.
Oh, Jesus.
Because only you could think of a lame-ass prize of going to your house. Or if I lose, I got to stand out here for 3 or 4 hours.
Hey, listen.
Sandwich board says I love white people.
I told you. What did I tell you yesterday, Robert? I said, you want to bet on the series? Come up with something, right?
All I can say is like $1,000 a game.
See, now, how exciting is that for the listener?
No fun.
That's for the
no
radio
fun
listener.
Who
the radio
cares
fun.
About the listener? They're getting theirs now.
We do, deeply.
Robert, are you going to need somebody to light up your smoke out there?
No, I can take care of it. Right. I've been in prison. I know how to light a cigar and win. This is embarrassing.
Those incredible prison windstorms where you have to light cigarettes.
The only thing worse is if you gave me an American flag to fly around. You know,
it probably wouldn't
all
be.
I know is yeah, I hear I don't honk, think that
would
honk,
be.
Honk.
I don't think that would be the proper flag, Robert.
I hear a lot of honks out there, Robert.
Get it out of Rob. You know, Rob does have a rebel flag in his office.
Does he really?
It's a joke rebel flag.
It's a joke rebel flag.
Just like the Coon salt shakers.
It's,
yeah.
I think
I don't
it's.
Have it anymore.
I think isn't it the rebel flag that has Elvis's face in the middle?
Yeah,
of it?
That's the one I saw.
You what?
I took it down.
Why?
Because Robert complained, and I'm sensitive to
I
his feelings.
I did not complain about that. You are your true self, Rob. You really are a racist. Don't you have part of the Hindenburg in your house or something? Or a Nazi flag?
He finds the nerves, doesn't he?
And you definitely have you gave Don the Coon salt shaker and pepper shaker. And that wasn't a joke. That was for off the air. Don blew that by telling everybody on the radio that he gave you that. If he hadn't said that, it'd still be on his mantle.
He is controversial.
So, but that's the truth.
But he's outside at
Rob,
a sandwich board.
Everybody's checking him out.
Honk, I love white people, and honk if you love white people. Uh-huh. Now,
they
Robert, can you wave at some of these cars when the light cycles through again, please?
Yeah, I guess so.
Please?
I just want to make sure you don't call me a re-nigger, so I'll make sure
I get back. Easy on the ends. Come on.
Re-nigger? What's that?
Now, are you going to wave, Robert? It's part of the bet.
And wave nice.
Wave nice. Hold on. Did you see the black chick in the other lane? She looked.
The guy with the pickup came around again.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Did the pickup come around again?
Yeah. There was a black chick in a Camry, and she looked at him, and she just shook her head.
Yeah.
She just shook her head.
She's right.
Look where we've come. Look where we've gone. Look what's happening to our race. It's a sad situation to talk about. Holy. The commonplace of the black man today.
Oh, my God.
In a Laker uniform.
This is one for the ages, fellas.
Let me know if you want to bet on the series, Robert.
Hey, Don, what do you want me to do? What you make up the bet. You keep saying I want to come to your house reason.
You didn't like that. You know why? Every time I see you, you say you had Mr. 40 out to your house.
No, I said I want to play cards. Yeah, I did say that years ago.
And
have I talked about Xbox this year? No.
And you do want to come over and play cards. That's why I threw
it out. My God. Wow. That was a police car.
What was that?
That was a police car.
Was that a police car? Yeah. That's a police car that loves white people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Fairfax Best. Hopefully I don't get a wood shampoo while I'm out here.
Oh, my God.
All right, Robert.
This is one for the ages, Robert.
Yeah. Well, Don, you outdid yourself.
No, you know,
you outdid your racist self. I know Rob has something to do with this. Make him go in blackface. Well, we can't do that. That's too much.
Jesus Christ. It was a basketball game, Robert. You
Don.
Did that.
Was coming a basketball to your game. House is not something I stay awake at night thinking about.
Okay.
I've been to richer white people's houses.
For the bet of the series.
Somebody just stop. They're testing the car. Just keep going, sir.
What is it you would like to bet on the series, then? If you want what is it you
got? I'll tell you what. If Dallas wins, you come to my house for dinner.
If Dallas wins. Now,
how about an evil man?
I go with that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
See, I
can't think of anything else for you. You're already doing what I want you doing outside with the sign on.
You let me spend the night at your house.
Hey, I tell you what, go to hell.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just have Tom Gavin or Dennis Murphy at your house?
I had Dennis Murphy at my house,
did.
Robert.
Mike did. And
that's a good bet, buddy, because you don't want to do it. That's a good bet, Don.
Didn't you just say that being at my house was no big deal?
Yeah, but spending the night, that's a whole other ball game, buddy.
I remember when Dennis spent the night at my house. It was like I made him French toast in the morning.
No, the thing is,
the worst breath I've ever smelled.
Don, Robert, you don't have no excuse not to go with this bet, buddy. I'm just an ordinary black man. That's one to spend a Friday night at your house.
So Dallas wins. It's dinner at Robert's house.
I'm the loser either way.
No, you got it. It's got to be you.
How do you figure that, man? I'm going to make you a good meal.
Hold on.
He's a great cook.
If Miami loses,
goodness. White women are coming to take pictures.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Oh dear. Speaking of which, the pictures of Robert are up at donandmikewebsite.com.
They're laughing at me, Don.
Why
it's
is
not
that?
In a good way, like I'm going to get some later.
Oh.
It's in a way.
Robert, go up and interview them. They came out to see you. You can
talk
to them.
Ladies, they want to interview you. How you doing? What's your name?
Ashley.
What's your name?
Megan.
Let's find
Ashley
out, Robert.
And Megan.
Robert, let's find out.
Who didn't
out
think that was going to be their name?
Let's let's find out if they're Robert fans.
Are you are you fans of Robert the Mailman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
I don't know. She was a little tentative on that. She was a little tentative. What about
you? Are you a fan?
I am a fan.
Okay, so we got two fans of Robert the Mailman.
I believe
here.
The second lady was sincere, Robert.
Yes.
I lost the bet, ladies. And we're getting so many honks out here.
Of course you are.
See, uh-huh. It's going to blow up.
Robert, we got to hit a break. I tell you what.
Hit a break.
Hold on. If you like it, if you are into it, what is it that you would like? Is it if I was to make a bet with you on the series and you were to lose, and I threw out there and you just threw it out, you'd come to my house and spend the night on a Friday night.
Yeah.
If you lost, don't come back to me crying later saying, well, all you offered me was a chance to come to your house. I've been to other rich white guys' houses before.
I have been to other rich white guys' houses. That is the truth.
There's a guy that just rode by on
you know what? Ago.
I believe it.
What is that guy from L.A. Law that works in your office? What's his name?
Benny?
No. The ball-headed guy. The program director. What's his name? He's coming out here laughing at me. He's a D. Ladies, y'all have a nice evening. Thank you.
Brave man, they gave you a compliment, Robert.
What's that a-hole's name?
I have no idea who you're talking
about.
I'm
trying to finalize this. Do you want to make a bet on the series or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Dinner at my house if I win.
Okay, if you win.
I mean, if you win.
Hold on. No, no, I don't like it. How about if I win, I don't have to go to dinner at your house?
If you...
And if I lose, you come spend the night at my house.
No, Don, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair? Because that way I don't have to go to your house.
Is that a lose-win bet? Is that one of, was that one of those lose-win bets?
No, where do you think I live? Let's get this straight. Where do you think I live?
Of course, in the ghetto. Little baby chum.
You are such a redneck. Posing as a nice guy. Don, I live in the city of Alexandria.
Okay. Robert, we'll work it out. We'll work it out before the
Let's
end of the show.
Do it on the air.
Yeah, we'll work
we
it out.
We got a break right now, okay?
Okay. Okay, bye.
And you know what? It's going to be soul food.
Bye.
It's going to be soul
you're
food.
You're going to lose. Bye. Bye.
He's out there.
Okay, he's outside. We're still in the studios in Fairfax on 10800 Main Street if you want to come by and take a peek and give him a honk.
He's waving.
Make him feel special.
He's having a good time.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.